Good morning and welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
Good night.
Can we just decompress off the back of this morning's show?
Please.
Because we went until about 9:30 because our phone lines, we blew up the phone lines with the amount of people wanting to get through for the $10,000 left over for 50K Money in the Music with McMahon.
Yes, today was the last one.
Yes. As in
comma.
Today?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were saying yesterday.
I didn't say
yesterday.
Today.
What?
I said this
morning. All my troubles.
That's what you said. You said yesterday was the first chance. Was
did
the last
I say
chance.
That?
No, yeah, you said yes, comma, today, but it sounded like you said yesterday.
Yeah.
I hate you all. I just want to start my weekend.
Same.
Producers Rami and Carity here.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Thanks,
hi.
Mate.
But yes, the phone lines blew up and we just got word that it happened nationally. So
we blew up the phone lines nationally.
Yes.
That's great.
And well this done, is guys. This is an actual like legitimate tech issue. This is not smoke and mirrors. We genuinely blew up the phone lines.
Well, we had guests.
We had some
clients here who occasionally they come and they have sort of a muffin and watches do a bit of stuff. And usually because of the time of the show, it sometimes can be quite boring because we play in a few songs and we don't do a hell of a lot.
No, it sounds fun on the air, but
yeah,
behind the scenes.
Yeah, but this morning
nice.
They got the whole kit and caboodle because the whole place melted down.
Yeah, me flailing my arms, Carrie crying in the corner.
How dare you? In that one sentence, all I heard was, we don't do very much. And Rami said, and you don't look very nice. Okay. I mean, should we even bother showing up on Monday?
We do it for the Mixed Fam, right? So it sounds nice for the Mixed Fam on the radio, but I mean, behind the scenes, I mean, it's just three mics in a studio.
Well, I think we're fabulous.
I think we're a bit more than that.
Yeah, thanks.
Each to their own. I know what you think of the team now, really.
Good morning to Tamala Park Regional Council and Satterley Property Group, who are the people in the studio watching us today.
Okay. Yes.
Watching everyone melt down.
Yes.
And apologies to Brad the tech who kept putting live to air while you could see the sweat on his
brow. I wanted
brow.
To slap you.
Why?
I saw you pull
it's
Brad.
Part of the fun. This is what happens, mate. Why wouldn't you just open the mics
because
and embrace the chaos?
Poor tech, firstly, as soon as I heard that our phone lines shut themselves, I quickly pressed our intercom button, directed at the techs going, guys, we need to hear urgently.
Yep.
They ran across the studio to get to you to help. And
which
you
is great because they were puffed by the time they got here.
Yeah, and then they, bloop, come here, Brad, on the air. What happened? Do you want help or do you want me to talk on the air?
And was that actual tech speak? Is that what you, do you say, guys, it's shat itself?
Literally.
Yes. Yeah.
Literally, yes. I go, guys, the phone lines have shat themselves. Quick, now, come here.
Mm. Right.
I mean, all's well that ends well.
There you go.
And Pamela was a very deserving winner.
Oh,
she was
Pamela.
Lovely, wasn't she?
And you know, isn't it sad, though, that it's not an unusual story, like, to hear that she's a grown adult with kids and a partner, and she's had to move back into mum's place because of the rental crisis and couldn't find anywhere to go. And so that $10,000 has changed her life and will help them out greatly. But it's like so sad that it wasn't shocking to hear that story. Like it was horrible, but not shocking because we know that so many of our listeners have moved back in with their folks for the same reason.
Did she say 1,700 rentals that she
used?
Something like that.
I don't know if that was the legitimate number or
no, I see, but a lot. She's been to a lot of rentals and can't get one for her kids.
It all ended okay, but wow, it was a morning.
Wow, indeed.
Yeah. The muffins were good, though.
The muffins were really good.
We had muffins this morning. It's always nice when, if you're listening to this and you are someone from a business and you want to come in and do what we call breakfast with breakfast, please get in touch with our sales staff and just say, hey, I'm really interested in doing breakfast with breakfast.
I mean,
because it means we get breakfast.
They might have been more interested before
it's
Rami.
For us, it's not for you and your business.
No.
It's for us because we get muffins.
No, but they get to come in and do some good stuff too, but I want breakfast.
Wait, is this your way?
It's absolutely ridiculous that you think that anyone will contact us for this now. After Rami literally said, Matt said there's not a lot going on, and Rami said there's nothing to see here and it's three mics in a studio. And now we're like, if you want to be part
of
that.
Food.
I'm trying to bring it back.
There's food.
Pete just wants food.
Yeah, literally, Pete just wants to have breakfast every day of the week.
They get those really nice savoury sausage rolls. Like, they're good sausage rolls.
Oh, I wonder
rolls.
What that was like. They're What's in the podcast? Rami ate the last vegetarian savoury thing.
Yeah, you're a pooper. You know
let
why?
Let it go.
No, he earned
you
it.
You can't.
Yeah,
no, he didn't.
You.
You got this thing here, right? Hey, yeah, you know, whenever they do a breakfast with breakfast, there's only like two vegetarian things in there out of the whole thing.
I didn't know.
For savory stuff.
I grabbed whatever the last
piece
of thing was.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That actually wasn't the last piece. I had the very last piece, which was a sausage roll, which was hiding behind a sauce container. So if you had a look properly.
Was it really?
No,
hiding behind the sauce.
Sorry, Kimba. I couldn't give any
sauce is close to the sausage roll, I've suggested.
Cold, and it was.
There's please never enough sausage to go please around, am I right?
What is on the podcast? Let's get out of here.
Amen, sis.
Oh, I got snaps from Rami for that. On the podcast, Justin Longmuir, I asked him if he was into bondage.
Yeah.
He didn't handle it as well as I'd hoped.
No, not really. Bondage or the question?
We talked nicknames, got some funny nicknames.
Yeah. Odd was a good, I mean, you'll hear the reasons why. Odd was a good one.
Yeah. I liked Pothole. I thought that was
Pothole was a good one.
Do you know I used to know a bloke called Odd?
Really?
Yeah, he was. That was his real first name. He was a Norwegian sea captain, actually.
Where
were you?
I grew up next to him. The Rolly girls are still, and boys are still out there in Perth, actually. But their dad, who's no longer with us, Odd Rolly.
Odd Rolly?
Yeah.
Wow.
Odd Rolly on Rolly Road.
That's amazing. Yeah.
You've really experienced life, haven't you?
I have.
And you've made some random
friends. I'm so scarred.
So you know, Mango, Booger, and now it's Boogie. Odd.
Boogie. Yeah. Boogie.
And Mango's wife, Off.
Yeah, her name's Off.
Actually?
Yeah, but she's a Thai lady. She's gorgeous.
Wow.
We went and had dinner with them.
Yeah.
We went all the way to Melbourne and had dinner with mates. With Mango Matt's
and
mate,
Off.
Mango and Off.
Mango and Off.
That sounds relatable.
It was great Thai food. She took us to a great place.
She's doing,
You said Booger. There was a text that came through where a mother has nicknamed her child Booger, but she's given the reason. Now, the reason's a cracker, and I'm not going to say it here.
No, it was her dad. It was Reg.
Was it?
Yeah, Reg texted us. And so I think we need to follow it up. The reason I didn't say it out on air was because I think that we can bring it up next week.
We absolutely have to bring it up next week. It's a cracker.
All right, I must have missed that text. So.
Yeah, the child is called Booger, and the child thinks that she's nicknamed Booger for one reason, but the rest of the family know that it's actually for another reason,
good,
and she is about to find out.
Wow. Oh, really? Yeah, oh, that's good. Yeah, that is very
good. Well, we've got a Booger that works with us here at Mix 94.5.
Have we?
Really? No.
Oh, yes. No, he's talking about.
I know.
We've witnessed someone picking.
No. Later, we don't need to talk about it. All right, now. What a week on the way, Maddie, as well. You covered the Derby, which was great.
Yes. And think of beautiful backup vocals from both of you in that,
you're
by
welcome,
the way.
Mate.
I thought
you're
the song
welcome
was great, but I do just want to point out, just a quick touchdown to say that this podcast, we normally get pretty loose in extra bits and we can talk about anything. And the one thing that you guys all just shut down was me talking about a Booger when we have said way worse things on this podcast.
No, it's not that. I just don't want
him
people. Yes.
Listening.
Yeah.
You think he's gonna know? He's the only one who picks his nose.
This is his favorite podcast. He absolutely knows.
Do you think?
Okay. Enjoy the podcast.
Nose.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
I mean, you know. Let's face it. He's been doing downloads of his own.
When Pete, Matt and Kimba want to get that Freo Dockers feeling, they go straight to the top. Please welcome Dockers coach, Justin Longmuir. JL is talking footy, but to talk solar energy savings, call Pleco.
It's Derby 56. Good morning, coach.
Morning.
How you going?
No, I'm good. I've had a good week. Well rested. Ready to bounce into the weekend. Great.
Yeah, good. We've got a lot of support on our text line for the Dockers this morning. We've been saying 0400 21 945. Who's going to win and by how many points? A lot more Dockers fans in here than anyone else.
Yeah. Jess in Parkwood, free to win by 37. Kate in Secret Harbour, Dockers by a point works for me because a win is a win anytime. Especially in the Derby, my blood pressure might not agree. Here's one that's got me. Peter in Rockingham, coach, he said, if the Eagles win, Pete, you have to sing the West Coast Eagles song live on the air on Monday and play the song. So please, please can we win this weekend?
No pressure, like, no pressure,
I can't do it.
But
I can't sing the song, coach, please.
The plan is to win, obviously, and that's what the plan is every week, so we'll try our best. Clearly we need to get some stuff right and we need to get it right pretty quickly. And I think the players and, you know, the coaches are really clear on what that is. And yeah, hopefully we can execute it better on the weekend.
Well, there's a lot of factors out there. I must admit, when I heard Fifey say he's got plantar fasciitis, everything in me cringed. I've had it in both my feet and, oh my God, it hurts so much.
Athlete.
But, yeah, I'm such an athlete. It's from all the games I've played. But saw Fife get the team out there and he looked fired up, gave him a speech. Do you know what he said?
No, I didn't. I don't know what he said. I saw the players take it in turns of revving himself up before training. So, and they usually do it after the warm up, which is off to the side. So I'm not sure what he said, but it worked. We trained well, so we've had a good week on the track. And I think when you're in this situation, all you can do is just break it down to one day at a time and making sure that you work on what you need to work on each day and you get better each day. And hopefully the outcome at the end of the week is better than what we've been dishing up.
You know what he said? He was looking at Sean Darcy. He was going, next time you have a team barbecue over the weekend, barbecue sauce has to be there. I can't believe there wasn't any barbecue sauce because I've heard that they had a team get together at Sean Darcy's house. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, geez. I mean, this is the thing. Like, things get so blown out of proportion. Yeah, they caught up.
But is that so? I think the thing for me is it's like you hear that and then the rhetoric that you hear around it obviously is, all right, guys, had a couple of rough games. Let's get the team together at a barbecue. And they make it sound unusual in the media, but I mean,
because it's just team bonding.
You kind of expect the team just to be getting together, don't you?
Yeah, and they get together all the time. And they got together all the time last year.
Yeah.
They hung out together last year.
Yeah.
They hung out together all summer. They hung out together on the weekend.
Were you invited?
No. I had other commitments. Oh. Right, okay. I didn't get invited.
Do team bondage experiences normally work? Oh, bondage.
Bonding experiences. Sorry, my bad. Kimber, bonding experience.
Pretty important word, that one.
Yeah, very, yeah.
They do, and that's what you want. You want to stay together when times are tough, I suppose. So, but it's not out of the box.
Mm. No, they do it here. They take us, we play darts. We do 10-pin bowling, got a quiz night coming up.
Yep, we are fit, firing, and ready to go, coach.
When you and Pete have a couple of bad days, you get together.
Oh, we just hug it out.
Yeah, we do. We hug it out at the end of a show and then go into a post-show meeting and get screamed at. So, hey, one other thing just caught my eye on the Freo socials this week, and that is apparently there's a moose emoji floating around, and then the team socials called out Alex Pearce, who's the captain of the Dockers, and his nickname's Moose. Why is his nickname Moose?
I think it's his dad's nickname.
Is it really?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes nicknames get passed on down the chain, and I think his dad's nickname was Moose, and now he's Moose.
Right, Moose Jr.
You know what? I could be totally wrong there, but I think that's the case.
It's all right. They're running with it. It's the next story. You're going to see it on the news.
It's definitely his nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% his nickname. It's been, his nickname.
Have you got a nickname?
Yeah.
What is it?
JL.
Oh, right.
See.
Yeah. Hey,
really thoughtful one.
Right, so the derby this weekend, I mean, good luck, obviously. Know you guys are going to go in it and hit it hammer and tongs. But, of course, we've been asking for the little pump-ups from the little people of Perth, the little Fremantle fans. We do have little Holly ready to go. Have I said little enough times, by the way?
Yeah, because they're the kids.
Little pump-ups.
Derby 56, the coach of the Fremantle Dockers is still with us, and we're asking you every week to send us your little pump-up. If you've got a little Fremantle fan or a little West Coast fan, register at mix.com.au.
They're so fabulous. An audio message or a video message, and we play it back to the team. We say, this is what you've got to do. Get them going.
Coach, are you ready for Holly?
Can't wait.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Justin. It's Holly, and I love Freo. Can you tell Andy Brayshaw in the derby to be tough in the middle and win the ball and then kick a goal? Go Freo!
What do you reckon?
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. I love all Dockers supporters, and I'll pass that on to Andy. Need to see him hit the scoreboard a bit more.
It was good. Okay. It was like nice, clear direction.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Is it that simple?
Yeah.
Be tough in the midfield, get the ball, kick a goal.
That's not that hard, is it? Easy game. Get your hands dirty in the middle.
Why do the boys go out there and keep letting you down when you give them this clear instruction?
Maybe I didn't say that last bit. Can get through the big sticks.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
We'll have to get Holly down to Coburg.
And also, just shout out to Andy because we love him. Yeah. We miss him. We loved having him on the show.
He's a ripper. Hey, Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week. But looking forward to seeing how we go on Sunday, the Derby. Good luck for number 56.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We did have the coach of the Fremantle Dockers earlier this hour, Justin Longmuir.
JL.
JL. Sorry, JL, because that's his nickname.
See, I didn't know initially that he was JL because I always thought JL was Justin Langer.
Yeah, it's confusing, isn't it?
And so I've been calling him Justin, but now that I know JL is where it needs to be.
Well, one of the things we asked him about, and this is actually, we're bringing this up because it was a bit of a theme this week. We heard a bit about this, and it's got to do with nicknames and, of course, footy club. Of course, the footy boys all have nicknames for each other. Mm-hmm. But saw on the Freo socials that Alex Pierce, the captain of the Dockers, his name is Moose. One other thing just caught my eye on the Freo socials this week, and that is apparently there's a Moose emoji floating around, and then the team socials called out Alex Pierce as the captain of the Dockers. And his nickname's Moose. Why is his nickname Moose?
I think it's his dad's nickname.
Is it really?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes nicknames get passed on down the chain. And I think his dad's nickname was Moose, and now he's Moose.
Right, Moose Jr.
You know what? I could be totally wrong there.
And then earlier this week, we spoke to Liz Parnoff, or rather Rami, the producer, spoke to Liz Parnoff. Mm-hmm. And she's the Olympian who won Survivor. Take a listen to this.
Come on, guys. You look good.
Hi, Jerry. You got this, darling.
Come on, Lizard.
What the hell is that about?
No, he calls me Lizard. Like, a lot of my friends back home call me Lizard. You know, Liz, Lizard, whatever.
Oh, that's really cute. My partner's going to kill me for this, but my partner calls me Cow.
So, Lizard and Cow.
I mean, Lizard, I get it because her name's Liz. I love it when they come with a story.
Yeah.
You know, like when the nickname, we're friends with a bloke called Cherry.
Cherry.
And, yeah, and the reason he's called Cherry is just because we went overseas to Canada on a holiday. And over in Canada, cherries were really cheap. Like, we pay a fortune here, but over there, they're really not at all. And he was so excited, and he barely ate anything else but cherries. And we were like, you need to go easy on this. And this one day, he ate, like, so this huge bag of them. And then we were walking in the street, and he suddenly got these horrible stomach cramps.
Oh,
and
no,
then
too
started
much cherries.
Puking cherries in the street. And we had to get an ambulance for him. And we called him Cherry.
He got it the nice, organic, natural way. Do you remember that Seinfeld episode where George tried to get everybody to call him T-Bone?
Oh, yes.
And so he was like, T-Bone steak. He's going to eat T-Bone steak at every meal.
You can't pick your own nickname.
No.
It has to come from someone else.
Let's get into nicknames this morning.
Tell us your nickname. We'll tell you how you got it.
Oh, okay.
Do you just tell us the name? That's all you need. Just tell us your nickname. We're going to try and work out how you got it. You don't have a nickname, do you, Pete? I know I accidentally tried.
Oh, you tried once.
We were having a chat once about, like, Australians always just add an O on the end, like Damo and Dino.
And then you went around the room and you were like, you know, we could call you Matto and I'd be Kimbo, you'd be Pedo. And I was like, okay, maybe not.
We can't use Pedo.
Let's not have that, please. That'd be really nice. I'd appreciate that. Selena in Nolamara, what is your nickname?
Keep it clean, the guests. My nickname's Flash.
Oh, okay, Selena, you don't get to tell us how we roll when your name's Flash. Your nickname's Flash. There's definitely been a Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake nip slip in there. That's why I think you're called Flash. What about you, Pete?
You ran fast once. You know, like you have that moment of glory. You know what I mean? You've run fast once and then everybody's like, oh, geez, that's flashy. Let's call it Flash. What is it, Selena?
Close.
Okay.
How'd you get it, Selena?
My mum gave it to me as a child because I was the slowest moving thing on two legs.
How good's
and
irony?
You're still called Flash.
See? And she still calls me it today.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
That is the you know, a good nickname should stick around.
Antonia in Alkimos, good morning. What's your nickname? We're going to guess what it is. We're going to guess how
good
you got
morning. Yeah, so my nickname is Lolly.
Lolly. Oh. Antonia, I think it's just because you're an absolute sweetie. You're just so sweet. You're just such a lovely person. They've called you Lolly. Pete? Antonia giggled at that in a bit of a...
Because you like my girls and you have a sweet tooth. And you're non-stop into the lollies, Antonia.
Yeah, no, I wish. It's because I'm quite the opposite. So I'm normally quite a sour person.
I'm sour.
What?
I love that.
So hang on a sec. Do you remember the first time somebody... Because clearly somebody has to out you, right? They've got to go, you're such a sour person. I'm going to call you Lolly.
Yeah.
What was the first time it happened?
I was a nanny when I was young. I was 17. I used to nanny for quite a few kids. And I think I put them in place better than his own children. So the father named me Lolly because I was such a sour person.
Wow. That's great. Pete, I've just got someone on the text. Unfortunately, I don't have their name, but they've said she calls her husband Glovebox because when he's full, you can't shut him up.
Get them through on the text, please. And you send the stories with them, because obviously we can't do this on the text. 0400 21945. We'll read it through out, a few out. Gareth in Greenwood, hit us, mate. What's the nickname?
Hi, guys. My nickname is Ginger Kermit.
Ginger Kermit?
I mean, it's obvious, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, go for it, Pete. What do you think?
A frog with orange hair? I don't know. Like, is that what we're running?
Are you calling me a frog with orange hair, Pete?
Well,
come
Ginger
on.
Kermit.
We already know one another.
What else am I supposed to go with? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, this is... I don't know, because Kermit, I mean, it's tough. I mean, unless you're really into pork products. Maybe you're like a redhead dude who loves bacon.
Where does the bacon come from?
Because Miss Kermit Piggy. And Miss Piggy.
All right, very good. No, definitely not.
Where does it come from?
Pete definitely was the closest. So when I was a kid, I had a little plaque on the front of my door to my room. You know, this is Gareth's room, which is my name. And it was a picture of Kermit the Frog. I am a bit ginger. So Ginger sort of got connected to Kermit, and then I ended up with Ginger Kermit.
Was it your parents? If it's happening in your house, was it your parents, Gareth?
No. They my mum made the plaque on the door to name my room Kermit's room, but the nickname obviously comes from your mates, and they're trying to give you a bit of stick, give you a bit of trouble.
Cute.
So, but unfortunately, it's stuck. You don't get to choose your nicknames.
No, you don't. But also, a nickname is generally, I find them to be, you know, it's affectionate. People who give you a nickname, it normally comes out of love.
Absolutely.
Andrew told us his nickname's Odd from his footy mates that came because he was born with one testicle. So they all call him Odd.
Good morning,
Caroline
Andrew.
Is called Dobby because she said if you wanted to know the truth about something, she'd squeal like a canary and give up the info. So everybody, there, they stick around with you.
Please put your name in your text as well, because there's another one that's come through that's gone, my nickname is Monkey Toes. And I want to know why your nickname was Monkey Toes.
Oh, no. I'm going to come back and talk about Reg's soon.
Okay.
Reg has got a daughter named Booger.
Booger?
And Booger doesn't quite know why she got her nickname, but we do.
Lucy and Kareen, good morning. What's your nickname?
Little Ribs.
Little Ribs.
Little Ribs.
Little Ribs.
Okay. I mean, God, when I think of ribs, I always think Adam and Eve. I always think Adam,
really?
Little Ribs.
You, of all people, go to the Bible? Are you joking?
It's the only thing I know about the Bible.
Little Ribs. It's got to do something with pork ribs or something like that you ate as a kid or...
It sounds cute. Lucy, how'd you get Little Ribs?
My mum is Ribs. Because she was so skinny. I'm not skinny, but I've still got little ribs.
So you're like the perfect equivalent of Little John from Robin Hood, who was never quite little either. He was actually quite big.
Do you like your nickname, Lucy?
I've had it always, so it's fine.
It's pretty cute. I like it.
Ashley, good morning to you. What's your nickname?
Two-stroke.
Two-stroke. You're into motocross. You're all over the bikes.
No.
Handy with
close.
A whippersnipper? Oh,
close.
Really? Okay.
Close.
Hit
All
us
right.
with it. What is it?
So when I was about two or three, I accidentally drank two-stroke petrol.
No.
Whoa. How much did you get through?
Probably about two mouthfuls before. So I pulled the fuel hose off the lawnmower and sucked, and my brother was there and he turned off the... switch for the fuel, and I got about two mouthfuls of two-stroke.
Whoa! How do you get two-stroke oil out of your mouth?
So a very fast trip to PMH, where they had to actually force feed me ice cream and milk to try and stop the burning because it actually went down into my stomach.
Whoa! Oh, wow!
Force feed you ice cream and milk. I thought they would have pumped your stomach. That's the last thing I thought that they would have done. So ice cream and milk is what fixes swallowing two-stroke oil.
But also don't try that at home. Go to hospital.
Sure.
If someone drinks two-stroke, go to hospital.
Oh, Ashley, thanks for your call. What a story.
Okay, Jen's in Gidgee-Gannup. Jen's called Doji. What? Jen?
Yes.
Can you tell us? The producers have said that. How do we spell that?
Okay, so it's two Japanese characters. The character for Do and G, so D-O-J-I, dodgy, like that.
Dodgy.
Dodgy.
So sounds like dodgy, right?
Uh-huh. So you were in Japan and you stole something. Dodgy.
Good guess, yes.
Okay. How'd you get it?
Sure. So when I was in year 8 in high school and learning Japanese, we hosted some students And I was always doing silly, clumsy things like falling over, tripping, or one time I dropped a bowl and it, you know, playing handball and it fell on the train tracks. And they were like, oh, that's dodgy, the Japanese students. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a bit weird. Like, they're calling me dodgy. But they explained that it's like, you know, it's an onomatopoeia. So like when Homer Simpson does something and he goes, do, it's kind of that sound, that it sounds the same as what it means. So, yeah, so dodgy is kind of like, do, like, yeah, like clumsy or oops or sort of something like that.
That'd make things awkward for you on a trip to Japan, wouldn't it?
Yes, very awkward. Right.
Also, I just love that every time you get introduced, I'll bring dodgy, Jen. Dodgy, yes, dodgy, yes. Dodgy's coming over. What a week, what a week, what a week.
Well, let's not muck around. This is for everyone who's ready for Derby 56, RAC Derby 56, and of course for the Satterley Property Group, our friends out there eating all of our muffins. Here you go. Eagles fly, that's what eagles do. Of late they haven't flown too high, that much is true. And Dockers are always there to lend a hand. Unfortunately, that hand has never clutched a flag.
Ouch, mate, ouch.
And come this weekend, we're gonna see which Perth AFL team moans the round of three. Can't you feel it running through the ground? Can't you hear it, the Opta siren sound? That's the way it's gonna be at the Derby. Folks are running round and round. Probably gonna be some argy-bargy. But if there is, don't you dare touch Oscar Allen. Keep your hands off Oscar Allen. Do you bleed purple or Chardonnay? Your true colours come out to fly on Western Derby Day. Frio needs her to find a way to lift the scoreboard pressure in the heat of play. We're told that West Coast have lost their way. Not quite the club they were back in the day.
So much passion.
Around the footy, well, Kimber seems demure. Now she's screaming. She's just seen Justin Longmuir. That's the way it's gonna be at the Derby. The 36 blokes running round and round. Probably gonna be some argy-bargy. If there is, don't you touch Oscar Allen. That's the way it's gonna be at the Derby. 36 blokes running round and round. Probably gonna be some argy-bargy. But if there is, don't you dare touch Oscar Allen.
Well done, mate. Beautiful. What a way to get us G'd up for the Derby, eh?
You betcha. Pete, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5.